Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the Replacements.
It's the Balcony.
It is indeed.
Yes.
El Balcony. Here we are.
Sorry.
Wow.
Just dropping things.
You're just dropping the technology everywhere.
Screw you, phone.
My goodness. Didn't need that screen anyway.
Nah. Like it's the first one.
That's right. Yeah. I've never broken a screen on my phone. I can
Good
tell
luck.
You. Yeah, it's destined to happen. It'll probably happen tomorrow. As I'm crossing the street, it'll just go flying.
No, you have a case on it, don't you?
Nope.
Oh, dude.
I know, dumb.
You're pushing it.
pushing the envelope there, I know.
Wow.
Anyway, hello, everybody. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio.
Pushing the envelope.
Pushing the envelope.
With our cell phones.
Wow. Just living on the edge. just screw you.
Yeah.
Fate.
Yeah, that's right. Fate doesn't stand a chance with me.
Yeah. So here we are recording again.
We're back.
Yes,
we are back.
We haven't sat down in a couple of weeks to record because we've banked a bunch of episodes and then... things have been happening in real life.
In real life, man. Golly. We seem to have things taken away and we have to rebuild them again.
Yeah, we won't get into it, but there was a major issue with our website.
Yeah.
And we're technically, as we speak right now, we're not on the air, I guess.
That's right. That's where we're recording.
So the website is undergoing some major revamping
and
redesign.
Yes.
And we'll be back soon. Obviously, you're listening to this. You know, you're on the site now. Look how beautiful it is.
It's gorgeous. Doesn't the
so
site
interactive
look...
Yeah, and
there you go.
Wonderful and well-designed. And shout out to Murray,
IT
guy, our new IT guy. Way
Murray Finns. Murray Finns. He rocks, man. He is a tech whiz.
Oh, that guy's the best.
Oh, thank you, Murray, for everything.
Yeah, so we're in this weird kind of, in real time, this weird hiatus where we're kind of can goof around and bank some shows, I guess.
Yeah.
We're like a month ahead of schedule as we speak now.
Yes.
And it's going to wind up being
probably
a lot
more.
I know. It's going to wind up being so many when we're back. So
that's great, man.
So today I was
all the way to the end of the year.
Sure. Today I was messaging with Scott, and I thought we should do a 101 series show today.
That was a good idea.
Just felt like just doing a deep dive on a group and just hitting the old random button through their catalog and checking them out.
And Anthony said he gave me two choices.
Gave me two choices.
One was
are you gonna remember this? This was like 6 hours ago.
So 6 hours ago, and it'll come back to me. Oh, Buddy Holly.
Thank you. Yes.
That's right. One was Buddy Holly.
Yes.
Which was tough to turn down.
I had to look it up to make sure that we hadn't done it already.
Yeah.
But no, we haven't. And
well, that was a tough
Buddy
one to turn
really
down.
Needs a show.
So we settled on the other choice that was given to me that I said that would be much better, and that is The Byrds.
Yes, much better for tonight.
Yeah.
Because Buddy's still gonna get a show. Because
that's right,
he's great,
and we're just past the anniversary of.
Yeah, that's why I brought him up because the 50th anniversary of his passing just happened. Was it 50 or 60? I don't remember.
60.
60. Sorry, the 60th anniversary. Jeez.
1959, man.
Oof. So that just happened a few weeks ago. So Buddy was fresh in mind, and just checking, going back to his catalog again. You really got to listen to it. He's so great.
Really, really something else.
Yeah, but Scott felt like listening to some jangly rock music, and I can't fight the funk.
That's right.
You just got.
I just wanted to do something a little unusual, a little bit different.
The Byrds are a great, great band.
Yes.
And this generation really doesn't know them, I don't think, because they might know a couple of songs. They'll know Turn,
One or two
Turn,
songs.
Turn,
yeah.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Mr. Tambourine Man, maybe.
Probably.
But for the most part, they're kind of one of those acts that's starting to fall through the cracks through history. And
as far as their deeper tracks are concerned, and the fact that
forgotten.
Graham Parsons was part of the whole movie.
Well, came and went.
Yes. But be that as it may, the Byrds are really an underrated band.
They are, and it's they're in a
Roger McGuinn.
They're in a weird position of becoming that, because when they were recording and you know, as a working band, they were basically the biggest band in America from like 1964 to 67 or so.
Yeah,
from about 64 to the Summer of Love. The Birds eschew hippiedom when the hippies come out.
Really do.
The hippies come out. The Birds invent country music. Yes. Country rock. So
they go the opposite direction.
Yeah, they really do.
Which is really wonderful.
Yeah, and that winds up making some of their strongest music in 67, 68.
Yeah.
But
puts them ahead of the curve.
It does, but like they get overshadowed by the bands that are around them, like the Beatles Stones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's lots bigger bands that there's even most that happened to a lot of LA bands actually.
Even in America. Well, no, just like in comparison to America, to the world. Like we were talking off air, the Birds are basically throughout the 60s the biggest band that America produces.
Yes. Yes.
If you think about it in terms of record sales and singles,
that's right.
It's them. Name another American band in the 60s that has as many hits as them. You just kind of can't. The Doors are the only one that come close.
Or maybe Spirit, maybe. I don't know.
No, you're not even close. The Birds are still on country star on oldies radio. You never hear Spirit.
Yeah, this is true.
But
this is very true.
The Doors are probably another band that overshadows the Birds too, and that's just because Jim died and they have Mystique. So
right. You know, they did cut a trail.
Yeah, they did, but
trailblazers.
But you know, unfortunately, they had to be at the same time as the Beatles, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, a lot of bands,
for them, it was a bummer.
Yeah, it's definitely, which is too bad because they were covering Bob Dylan. They were making Bob Dylan more palatable to a lot of people.
And they had a lot of great original material too. But yeah, they were great interpreters of song, just like the Beatles were at first. And then when that time came to write your own material, like Roger McGuinn just wasn't John and Paul. Like,
far from it.
Who is?
Who is?
Seriously,
we're not knocking you, Rog.
No, Roger's in the Songwriting Hall of Fame too. Roger's a great songwriter.
That's right.
But like, you know, it's just you can't beat fucking Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Two of the heads on Mount Rushmore.
Can't beat that. So anyway, we're going to play the Birds tonight.
Yeah.
And they're such a great band and really worth revisiting. And when Scott had settled on this show for tonight, there was one request that you put in.
There were two requests.
To start and finish the show with certain songs.
Yes, that's right.
And the one request that you put in that I had to agree with was to start the show with this song. You gots to, right?
Yeah.
What is it, man?
It's Turn, Turn, Turn.
'Tis the Season.
Yeah. To get back together and play with these guys.
The reason why, oh, I can't say, I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did. Can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Baby, for a long time,
baby, for a long time,
you had me believe,
I could believe
that your love was all mine, and that's the way it would be.
everybody has been burned before. Everybody knows the pain. Anyone in this place can tell you to your face why you shouldn't try to love someone. Everybody knows it never works. Everybody knows, and me, I know that door that shuts just before you get to the dream.
Song written by Carole King and, oops, sorry about that. Caught it there. Song written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. I Wasn't Born to Follow. Isn't that nice?
That's a great song.
From the notorious Bird Brothers record of 1968.
I wonder if the original sheet music had a notation that said, song gets really fucking weird for like 30 seconds.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Did they have that, or is that something the birds threw in?
I think it's might be like, it says psych part.
Yeah, is that what it
I
is?
I think that's what it says.
Drugs kick in.
Drugs kick in right here and try and finish is the like the last bars. The direction on the last bars.
Crescendo, please try and hold it together.
Please try and hold it together, exactly. But they finished it, and it's a great song.
It really is a great song. It was probably my favorite of the first set. I love when they do that kind of mid-tempo-ish country bit. And like every time you hear a different bird song, you're like, what band is that they heavily influence?
There you
and
go.
Like that one I'm listening to with the weird bit and the country shuffle, I'm like, oh, that's where they invented Wilco.
That's Wilco right there, yes.
And when we heard I Feel a Whole Lot Better, that's when they invented Tom Petty.
Yes, that's right, exactly. And, you know, and David Crosby got invented in there with something.
Oh, yeah, where they invented Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash got invented. That's right. There's a lot of stuff.
All these bands can thank the birds. Yeah. Like, they really can.
Isn't that amazing?
It's one of those things.
No wonder they're in the Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where if you keep tracing back influences, they all lead back to sort of like a mother spot, and it's the birds.
That's the birds. It's
because they're so varied in their output and their genres, and they're skipping around, and they do rock and they do pop and country and
covers and originals
and covers, and then they just do everything, and they're such good musicians that they could hit it all. They're like the band.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever you throw at them,
there you go.
Those guys can play it.
Yes.
And they're so fun to listen to because it's not the same act almost from song to song, which is a trip, man.
And that's the first five songs we played just demonstrated.
Well,
that.
Were they,
I mean,
Scott?
I mean, Turn, Turn, Turn started out with a live track, which is a classic hit from them, from a live record called Live.
It's called Live, yeah.
I think so.
The Birds Live, yeah.
And then they start channeling Tom Petty in a kind of visionary sort of way with I Feel a Whole Lot Better from the Mr. Tambourine Man record. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of move to some instrumental music. They kind of channel, I guess you could say, the new writers of the Purple Sage with Nashville West.
Yes.
From Dr. Birds and Mr. Hyde. A really an equally strange record.
Yeah, it's great.
David Crosby's involved in all of these, and he sang the next song, Everybody's Been Burned, a single from them from Younger Than Yesterday from 1968. In fact, the last two records.
I thought that was like 67. No, it's 67.
60, is it 67?
I believe it's 67.
Let's see. Yes, it is 67. You're absolutely correct. And then the notorious Bird Brothers record finished things up there with Wasn't Born to Follow.
Oh, I love that song.
And all of those records demonstrate originals and covers in five songs, a multitude of genres and
different singers.
The entire next 40 years of rock and roll completely invented.
Yeah, pretty much. Or heavily influenced.
Or heavily influenced. There you
but
go.
But pretty much.
I should go 50 years since Wilco is part of the 90s.
Yeah, they're still around.
Yeah.
They're still out there.
They're still out there.
They're coming to town in a couple of months.
I know.
Yeah, I'm tracking tickets. They're still expensive. Waiting for them to come down.
Okay. I'll wait for that, man.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, depending on where they play.
Too many hipsters
here. If they play downtown, then
yeah, they're playing one of those theaters downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the Ace. I think they're playing. Saying that off air so people can't guess where we are.
Oh, all right.
But I think it's the A's. The A's Hotel.
Oh, okay. The first letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good. It's a nice place. I've seen some shows there.
Okay. All right. Very cool.
Anyway, let's get back to the birds.
Yeah, the birds. Oh, my goodness.
Probably, I'm going to say one of their best-selling records. This was a really big hit for them, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Yep.
From, what is it, 65? You have the discography right there.
Let me just turn it back here.
I believe it's
65. Oh, yes, the first record, actually, 1965.
This is their first album.
It is.
Wow, look at that. This is a great song called I Knew I'd Want You. Check it out.
I'd like to love you with all of my heart. You had me on your trip right from the start. And when you looked at me with love in your eyes, I knew I'd want you. Oh yeah.
hold you if you want me to. I found something new, girl, just by looking at you. And it's in your smile, and it's in the way I knew I'd want you. Oh yeah. I meet so many people I feel I don't know, but I felt so close to you when you said hello. I'd like to love you, and together we'd find the place we've been looking for, where we'll have peace of mind, and there we'll be happy, and there I'll know why I knew I'd want you.
We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on the balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
I come and stand at every door, but no one hears my silent tread. I knock and yet remain unseen. Seven now, as I was then. When children die, they do not grow. My hair was scorched by swirling flame. My eyes grew dim. My eyes grew blind. Death came and turned my bones to dust, and that was scattered by the wind. I need no fruit. I need no rice, I need no sweets, nor even bread. I ask for nothing for myself. should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun, but I still love them and I sing with pride. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. For what is a friend who'd want you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life. My buddy shunned me since I turned to Jesus. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. I live without them and walk in the light. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. For what is a friend wants you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life. I like the Christian life.
Oh, when I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran 20 red lights.
I was about to do that, you bastard.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The Birds. The Christian Life from Sweetheart of the Rodeo, an ultimate classic record. Set the standard for everybody from Buck Owens to Merle Haggard.
Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam. Oh, my goodness. Everybody from Bakersfield. My heavens.
Love Bakersfield country. Just 100 miles away from the center of the universe is some strong-ass country music. And who would expect it, seriously?
What?
Bakersfield.
Bakersfield? Oh, yes.
Not that far, man.
No, not that far at all.
We could be there.
Well, I guess it's like outskirts, you know. I mean, sometimes there's better music on the edge, you know.
Yes, there is.
The farther away from the big city hubs and the noise and the lights and all of that, mm-hmm. you tend to sit around and do stuff by the fireside.
Yes. And,
as it were.
If you get an hour outside of Los Angeles in any direction, pretty much, besides the ocean, you're in the desert.
Mostly.
There's nothing to do out in the desert but make a lot of fucking noise.
That's right.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
see Bakersfield country. See Queens of the Stone Age.
There you go. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Same thing. Distance from Los Angeles.
The exact, yes, that's right.
You get 100 miles out, it gets weird.
It gets weird and rocking. It gets, I mean, Frank Zappa did his thing.
Zappa, out. Captain Beefheart. They're all fucking weirdos from out there.
That's great, man. That's mm-hmm. desert life for you.
It's Donovan's been out there for like 50 years.
About the heat, man. It does something to make you,
makes you stay up late, do weird shit.
It makes your brain cook away.
Yeah, it's great.
What was in that last set, son?
So we started with I Knew I'd Want You from Mr. Tambourine Man, a Gene Clark song for people in the know.
Oh, yes.
That's a real music hipster. If you're a big fan of Gene Clark, that's one of those bona fides situations. Like, oh, which one? I like no other. Oh, really? I like Echoes.
Yeah,
it's one of those conversations. Like,
that's
you,
right.
Yeah, walk away from that.
That's
if
right.
You ever see that in
people
real
go,
life?
What?
Yeah, just don't.
Don't even bother to interfere. You know, that's one conversation you don't want to get mm-hmm. dropped into.
And then we move back to a great record called the Notorious
the Boyd Brothers.
The Notorious Bird Brothers with a great song called Going Back. Was that another Carole King song?
It certainly was.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Geez, she wrote a lot of their songs.
She wrote everything.
And then we played I Come and Stand at Every Door from their hippie-ish record, Fifth Dimension, which is actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then from a week or later record called Pre-Flight, not the best album. The bummer with the Birds, like Scott and I talked off air, they finish with a real whimper. Like the last...
Big big whimper. You
last
know.
three or four records, especially the last three, are like super bad.
Yes,
and it's really a bummer because they just—it's really like watching a baseball player play two seasons too long, and it's just like, oh man, you're really having a tough time getting down to first there.
That's right, exactly. The pinch hitters come in a lot.
Yeah, seriously. That was one of the better songs from it, from Pre-Flight, we played called You Showed Me. That one's not bad. The rest of the record is really hit or miss. Mm-hmm. And then we moved on to their immortal country record, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, with a song called The Christian Life, which is a great old country tune.
That's right. Right on, man.
And hey, why don't you do the plugs now?
I think I could probably do something along those lines. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening to this show right now and haven't been taken down by the disasters that have happened at BalconyRadio.com can, in fact, still visit BalconyRadio.com because it is probably coming back, and it is back. And by the time you are listening to this, it will be up and fully functioning, and our stream will just be beautiful, beautiful, like you've never heard before. And we will have, we still have our RSS feed at BalconyRadio.com. Did I say the Gmail address? I forgot to figure, it's the email address. First off, BalconyRadio@gmail.com. Please write to us. We write back. Honest to goodness. BalconyRadio@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of the new style of the website. Let us know what you think about it. You know, it's going to be nice and easy. It is nice and easy to flow through as you're listening to this. Please go do it. You know, the way I'm talking right now is like I was talking about 10 years ago when we didn't have a website back then either. And we were just kind of fantasizing about a website. It's sort of semi-fantasy right now, but it's actually going to be coming true because we've actually seen the results. And I've seen the results, and it's amazing. So go back and over there and check out BalconyRadio.com. Download all of our old shows. They should be up and running. If they haven't been built yet, they'll be taken care of. Don't worry about it. But all the shows are there. And you can also visit us on the internet. So we are on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. And we post all kinds of really great stuff there. And we are also on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM. Just type in Balcony Radio and we right up. And there we are. And we post all of our new shows there. We post a lot of great musical articles there, music articles, and all kinds of really weird fun. So there you go, BalconyRadio.com, and happening on Facebook and Instagram. And we have this thing on Twitter, but we don't touch it, but it's at Balcony Radio. Don't even bother to go there because we don't do anything with it. Fine. So there you go. So you can check out all that stuff and have a lot of rocking good fun and listen to a lot of really rocking great music. You know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying?
So anyway, be that as it may.
Yes.
So we're going to play some more live music.
Yes.
From...
This is my favorite Bird song. Love this tune.
This is a really, really great song.
This is a good one, right?
8 miles high.
Check it out. Yeah.
Thank you. heard someone say, if I had his money, I'd do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. For money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a heart that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. Once I was living in fortune and fame, had all that I dreamed of to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, how I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind.
We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, mighty traps, countless fire and flaming road, using ideas as my maps. We'll meet on edges soon, said I, proud neath heated brow. Ah, but
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Scream. Lies that life is black and white, spoke from my skull I dream. Romantic flanks of musketeers, foundation deep somehow. Oh, but
I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
In a soldier's stance I
so much older than I'm younger than that now.
To know
deceived me into thinking I had something to protect. Good and bad, I defined these terms quite clear, no doubt, somehow.
Ah, but I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now.
Told you all the time I couldn't
could I let a girl like that go by? And before the night is over, I think I'm gonna love her. And if it lasts forever, I don't care.
Oh, I don't care either. My goodness. Thank you very
doggone it.
I'm working like three hands here, so bear with me.
And which one is missing the pause button?
One's across the table. I'm sorry. Okay, fine. It's all right. Okay. Wait and see. Turn. That's what it was. That's the name of that song. Channeling everybody. Man. What am I talking about?
I don't know. Let me tell the people what we played.
Please.
You can just sit there.
I'll just sit here.
Can you figure things out while you're...
I don't know.
All right.
I never could.
We started with a live version of 8 Miles High, which is just a great, great song. And then we moved on to the record Turn, which is their debut album, 1965.
Yes.
With a nice song called Satisfied Mind. And then one of Bob Dylan's great lesser-known tunes, My Back Pages, comes from their record, Younger Than Yesterday. Mm-hmm. And nobody covers Bob like the Byrds do.
Nobody, man. They make it 100% their song almost.
I'd say the only other act that comes close in taking Bob songs over is Nina Simone. And that's just because she does that with everything that she does.
Yes.
But she's not really interpreting. She's more like taking your song.
Right.
The birds are interpreting because their song isn't much different than Bob's. It's just that they're a little bit more chimey and Roger's a better singer.
A little more, you know, yeah, exactly. There you go. A little more harmonious.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, the birds are kind of like, what if Bob was a better singer as you got Roger McGuinn.
Right. Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely.
So,
which is why people go, Bob who?
Exactly. Which is why a lot of people prefer Bob's songs when they do them. Like, I know a lot of people who have said that they prefer the Byrds version of Mr. Tambourine Man because Bob's version is super nasally and strummy. And the Byrds songs is like an AM radio staple. It's the same song.
Right,
it's
exactly. Weird. Same thing with All Along the Watchtower by Hendrix. But that's
yeah. Oh, that's just
a complete change.
Yeah, I know. That's just mind blowing how he got that song out of Bob's song.
Yeah, exactly. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I know. No, they're nothing like each other whatsoever.
No.
And
but back to the Byrds.
Yes. And then we moved on to their great hippie record, Fifth Dimension, with a beautiful country song called Wild Mountain Time, T-H-Y-M-E.
Oh.
And that one is just pretty.
Very nice.
And then we finished up there with Wait and See from Turn.
Roger McGuinn's guitar, very, very, very... has its own very unique sound.
Yeah.
You can recognize it very instantly with the descending chords that he plays. All they go da 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 da.
It's just such a pleasant sound when it's chimey like that. And then you got Roger singing with David Crosby, and you just can't go wrong.
No, and we forgot to. Did we mention Gene Clark?
And Gene Clark is in the band. Like they're just there's a lot of like there are three front men in the band pretty much. That's kind of why they didn't get along. But
that's right, and they change quite radically.
That's why one
too.
Of them leaves pretty immediately.
Yes, very quickly.
One of them gets booted out.
The one went. Oh.
Yeah, that guy goes and does a lot.
A lot of other really great stuff.
Yeah,
which is really amazing. The prodigy that comes out of these.
Yeah, seriously, a lot of talent in this band, and you could just hear it. And it'll be. Oh, look at this! We're playing some good stuff in the next set.
Oh, so excellent!
I just looked up at what we're about to play. It's like, oh, this is some good stuff.
Right on, man.
You want to just jump into it?
Sure. Okay. This is from Bird Maniacs. This is called Pale Blue.
She
stop my traveling. Settle down with you, and I'll see you in the daylight. And the sheets are pale blue.
Thank you. Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I'm I always pretend that I'm getting the feel of hickory wind. I started out younger at most Hickory Wind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you be the judge. Who do they sound like on that? Tom Petty, Wilco?
I think it's a Keith Richards song.
Keith Richards, you know, it could be anybody on that, but it's actually the Birds singing that wonderful song called Tiffany Queen from the record Farther Along.
Jeez, what an awesome song that is.
Man, talk about just taking it downtown, man. That was an amazing song. I love that track.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Should I read them off?
Por favor, if you would, please.
So we started with Pale Blue, a really pretty ballad from their record Bird Maniacs.
Yes.
Terrible title for a record.
It's really stupid, but still, it's got a couple of good songs on it.
Yes. And then a genuine rocker, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, from their great record Live at the Fillmore. Damn, that would have been a great show to be at.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes. That crowd must have just been falling all over themselves on that one.
Seriously.
Wow.
And then from their last great record, Ballad of Easy Rider, 1969, Oil in My Lamp. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yes.
And then the beautiful Hickory Wind, featuring lead vocals by Mr. GP, Graham Parsons.
Yes.
From Sweetheart of the Rodeo. What a great album that is.
Totally classic.
I've already planned to listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Just, all the way through.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that one.
Yep, yep.
Well, Friday at the Office is Country Music Day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we finished up there with Tiffany Queen from their second to last record, right? Further Along? Because the last one is self-titled.
Yes, that's
exactly
right.
So that one is from 1972-ish. And great song.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice, yes. Man. Some great tracks. You picked some really good songs.
Thank you very much. It's very easy to do with a band like this that decides to put out strong material all the time.
Yeah,
good for them.
How can you go wrong? You know,
we were looking at their discography. They put out 12 records. I'd say like 8 of them are really, really great. Like the last, seriously, they're from 1970 to their finish. The last 4 albums. Bad.
A little experimental at times.
Not great.
Especially the titles. It sort of sounds like Odds and Sods record, actually.
You can tell that there's a lot of production fiddling afterwards. There's a lot of slapped on strings on some of this stuff. And like you'd hear even on Tiffany Queen, there's a lot of sloppy production.
A little bit.
And it's that one, it worked because that's like a bar band song. Yeah. But like on other things, it just doesn't. And it comes off as really kind of like, you didn't have to. Like,
a little
you
overproduced.
You could have just done your drugs and not released this.
And done it as the Birds.
Yeah.
Release something listenable, I guess. But it's not unlistenable.
It's not. I mean,
we're not trashing it for
unreasonable. No. You're always going to find good stuff in it. It's just on a whole, it's just not comparable to something they would have done 6-7 years before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like
even 2 years before.
I know. Some bands fizzle out, and they're one of them. So.
And speaking of said album, we're actually going to go to that untitled, unissued. What is it? I guess it's called Untitled.
It was called Untitled.
Untitled and Unissued in parentheses. On one side it's Untitled, on the other side it's Unissued.
I always just called it the Untitled record. I never, because it's what it's called when you look it up on the internet. It's just Untitled.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that shows how much they've given up by that.
I guess that would be true.
But there's still some good stuff, and here's a live version of Mr. Tambourine Man.
Tambourine man, play a song for me.
It's the humming of the engines of the Greyhound bus and trains that keeps your memory on my mind and here with me. Many miles have come between us, cold nights on some roadside, bringing back your gentle ways of loving me. It's the thought of how you love me, how you treat me, how you thrill me, that clears my fogged up mind to where I see. Some little girl as I walk by just looking at me sadly, bringing back your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. It's the happiness I've never found with other loves that bothers, and a mother saying how her child loves me. In times you never talked about, those late evening hours bringing back your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. Just your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me.
From his home and
Yes, yes, indeed. That is indeed from Bird Maniacs. Think I'm Gonna Feel Better. Mr. Gene Clark on the lead vocals there. Ending our Birds tribute here on 101 Series, Lesson 141. My, oh my.
Look at that.
We got a great track there off Bird Maniacs. That was really, that's off the expanded version. That's an extra track on the expanded version.
Yeah.
Which is still pretty cool.
Great song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's too bad it wasn't on the original record. That would have fit right in. That would have been. Made it a lot stronger record.
Probably. Seriously.
Cool. So there all you right. go, man. Right yeah. on.
Why don't you tell us what we played?
I think I might do that.
Please do.
I think, okay.
Because I don't want to.
We started with the Untitled record, Untitled Unissued, whatever you want to call it. Mr. Tambourine Man Live, one record, a whole bunch of live stuff from 1970. And the other record is some studio yeah. stuff. So you can take your pick on yeah. whatever you want to listen
not,
to.
Not the best live record. You can hear it, too, in their performance. They're not really selling that song.
It's a production.
They're just playing.
Yeah, the production on that record is a little odd, but
I don't know. It just the rest of the record, it just feels like they're just kind of going through the motions a bit.
Yeah, but nevertheless, that was a pretty good version of that. A little sloggy, I think. Not the best performance, but kind of sloggy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's from Untitled, Mr. Tambourine Man Live. And then we went to the record Dr. Birds and Mr. Hyde. Dr. Birds and Mr. Hyde. And we heard Your Gentle Way of Loving Me, a really beautiful, pretty song.
Yeah.
Really nice song. And then we went to the title track from the album Farther Along, which is one of the later tracks, I think. When was that coming out?
It's like 1971 or so.
Yeah, something like that. So there you go. And then we went to the Pre-Flight record and You Won't Have to Cry. It's still a really good track. Those records are a little on the weak-ish side. We'll go that way. They're not completely bad.
No. They never put out a bad record.
No. They were all good in their own ways. But that was called You Won't Have to Cry. It was pretty cool, man. And then we finished up with the record from Bird Maniacs and Think I'm Gonna Feel Better, a great classic track from them. And that ended up, and that ended the show. And I hope you like it, ladies and gentlemen.
The end of Scott's voice. And the end of my voice. Time,
oh, yes.
Everything coincides.
Yeah, there's a turn. There's a reason for everything. The end of the show means the end of the voice.
Yes, Aquarius is in the fifth dimension, whatever.
That's right, exactly.
The door of Jupiter is open.
Okay. So there you go. That's the whole thing. There you go. So what do we do now? So we end the show.
Yeah, we tell people to leave. And
We tell people to leave.
We remind them to be our friends on Facebook. There search Balcony Radio.
That's
go
right.
Go to Instagram. We're at Balcony Radio. Don't bother following us on Twitter. We're at Balcony Radio there, but we don't tweet.
We don't tweet.
And the email address, balconyradio@gmail.com.
There you go.
That's it.
Plugs in full, ladies and gentlemen. They're here at the end of the show. Yes. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Checking
thank
out
you.
The boys.
All right, man. We're out of here.
This is such a great band.
I love this band, man. Like I said, vastly underrated. Yeah. In need of a reevaluation, top to bottom.
Seriously. So, like we said at the beginning, Scott had two requests. One, to start the show with Turn, Turn, Turn.
Yes.
I'm all right with. And his second request was to finish the show with this song, Ballad of Easy Rider.
I love
this. And this
song.
Is a slam dunk.
This is one of my favorite
I was
going
to end the show with this anyway. Okay. It's such a great song.
Good call, man.
And it's just a really great just way to end the show because it was also a great way to end the 60s. So
pretty much.
Yeah. So here's the Birds with Ballad of Easy Rider, and time for you to see yourself out.
See ya.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow. Past the shady tree, go river, go, go to the sea, flow to the sea. The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town.
Balcony Radio.
I like the bird and the animal.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix. Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Are Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Here's the Flying Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.